This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KT, you issued a challenge last year, and now let's find out how I did.
Yes, it was a day we were doing our show at a Star Power. I remember it very vividly. It was March 2nd, 2018.
Now, great day.
I have had a hard time with you. I've been on this show since May of 2013.
All right.
Okay. Coming up on 2 months. Coming up on 6 years.
Wow.
And 2 months from yesterday. Yeah.
6 years sobriety.
And I remember early on, I went to you and said, "Hey, man, have you seen Breaking Bad?" And you said, "No, I haven't seen it. I know everyone talks about it." Now they were approaching season four at that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how many seasons were there of Breaking Bad?
I think six. I think it ended up being
okay. Okay.
Although they did it weird.
Yeah.
And you're like, "No, but I don't know. I love it or whatever." And I said, "Dude, I got season one."
Uh huh.
And I'll lend it to you.
On Divd.
At the time, a DVD was a thing.
Yeah.
And I brought it to you.
Yep.
And you knocked it out.
Me and my wife watched four seasons of Breaking Bad in about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, this guy's going to watch some TV. Good."
And then we did it to where as soon as we finished season four, those two mini seasons happened.
Yeah.
So then we got mini season five, and then we were cooped, and then we got into it. So, yeah, you caught us up on Breaking Bad, all four seasons in about a month.
The numbers on Golden Taint, 4 at 37.5, 23 fully guaranteed.
I'm sorry, 4?
37.5.
So the guy that wanted 14 got 9.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, 23 fully guaranteed.
Interesting.
So, and also, I mean, at the time of year I gave that to you was May or June, summer.
When basketball NBA season was over.
Over. So, right? Like, you watch a lot of League Pass and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I was like, okay, but this guy's going to watch. This is great. And then, for the next 5 years, every time I would recommend a show, you would make this dumb joke. "Hey, I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'm going to watch it all tonight."
And I have many times.
And you've gotten through very few of the things. Now, there are some things. Let me use a good example of a show that you just happened to get into at the same time.
Yep.
The Bill Hader show, Barry.
Yes.
You watched it, finished it.
That's my show.
You started great with Silicon Valley, and then you petered out.
Yeah, man. You know, so here's the deal on this, is I don't want to blame everything on my wife, but she has ruined every damn good thing we have in this world. Now, usually, if she's out on a show, it's hard for me to find the time to squeeze the show in.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, right now, she's all in on the evidence against Adnan Syed, so we're watching that together. She idolizes Bill Hader. Mm-hmm. She thinks she probably thinks he's sexy.
Yeah.
Like, she's that into him. So, she's all in. Oh, Barry's on? We're watching Barry.
Okay.
We did pretty good with Better Call Saul, and then it stayed on the USA Network or something, so that made
it's
it
on
difficult.
AMC.
Whatever. And then
compare those two.
Trying to think then some other shows were on television.
So it's basically
she'll watch John Oliver with
me. So her tastes determine.
Yeah.
Because
I loved Silicon Valley, but she hated it.
Well, can I just weigh in? Because I've asked her about this.
Okay.
Whoa. And she says, "Well, he just wants to go to bed or watch the news."
All right, let me throw one more thing in there that complicated matters. See, what year is this? During the last presidential election, the news got real interesting to me in a way it hadn't been in a long time. Mm-hmm. So I started watching a lot of the news, like more than I've watched in.
Don't do that.
I know, and I've cut back. So I'm telling you, the last time I watched cable network news has probably been months.
KT, what's skin doing?
I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize to people, everyone I know, but there was a time period where I was flipping back and forth between two competing cable news network stations to just watch America burn. It's like, man, this is amazing, honey. Come in here. So these are two news sources that are talking about two completely different things. They're editorial. They're not even doing news. They're just editorializing. Come here. This is crazy, honey. Come watch the world burn. This is unbelievable.
And she's going, "I want to finally watch Game of Thrones."
And then she was almost in on that. And then Barry came out And then ever since Barry came out, I'm like, you know, I don't need to watch cable news anymore.
I go home and watch NBC5.
Right.
They're my partner.
Yeah, Tim Ciesco. I'll watch his Twitter account.
You go home and watch the game.
I go home and watch more news than you do.
So I presented the five-show challenge last March. I said, hey, the NBA season's going to wrap up. You will have all summer, and then you can get back to me in October when the NBA starts.
Yep.
And then let's see how you did. Well, it turned out I gave you a few more months.
Yep.
So
you've had plenty of time.
In fact,
how much time have I had?
And it went so poorly. It went so poorly the day we did it that I ended up giving you six shows.
Okay.
And I have the audio of the shows I presented, and we'll grade you out and see if you watched any of the six shows I challenge you to watch.
I don't remember, but I'm going to guess that I have watched four of these six shows to at least 75% completion.
Ooh.
Well, you can gamble against me if you like. Okay. I'll tell you what. Yesterday, you gambled against me, and I
sure
proved
did.
That
no,
I was the
right.
country music champion of America.
Okay.
And I'm $100 richer. And you know what I did with that $100? I spent $100 on downloads of country music from Amazon with that $100 you gave me because I am the country music champ.
And also a disclaimer. I cut you a break on this. I said just shows that will be easy to get through.
Right.
That will be a few seasons. Like,
perfect.
I didn't want to give you, for instance, Game of Thrones is a bad example. A show that would be six seasons.
Right.
And an hour-long episodes. I did not want to do that to you.
Right.
I wanted to give you things that you could easily burn through.
Get in the groove and go.
What was the first show that I tried to get into watch?
Number five. It's HBO. It is 30 minutes. It comes on every Sunday night. It is currently in season two.
Yep.
The show was called Crashing.
All right. Crashing with comedian Pete Holmes and other comedians.
Let me give you an update on that. So Pete Holmes is currently on a bus. Well, it just ended. He went on a church tour.
I haven't seen the last episode. So
he went on a church tour, and his material got, have you seen this one yet? Got a little too raised. He got kicked off the church tour, and so he had to go back to New York, where his girlfriend was killing him in a bar, and then Amy Schumer judged him.
So you didn't see how his crazy girlfriend had berated him out in the street
because his ex-girlfriend was on the nighttime
Seth
Meyers doing so. Yeah,
you've seen one episode of the show.
I saw one, and I saw the previews of the one you were talking
about.
Now,
when I threw this out there to you last year, you said my wife will never watch that. She thinks he's a pee.
She does. She thinks he's a pee. When I watch it, I gotta watch it when she goes to the shower. I did see the episode where him and Bill Burr played golf. What season was that?
Oh my God, where he ends up trying to stay at Bill Burr's house and Bill's like, hey, you gotta go.
Yeah, he taped Bill Burr's set and put it on the internet and it made Bill Burr look bad.
Yes.
So I've probably seen at least 7% of Crashing.
It's a great show. It just got canceled.
See? What season?
Season three just ended. I haven't seen the final episode yet.
Okay.
I'll watch that probably tonight.
Shout out. So what's that guy's name? John Holmes?
Pete Holmes.
Okay.
Sherlock.
So you didn't get through that. It's a great show.
I like what I've seen.
I'm telling you, man, it shouldn't have got canceled.
Now that it's been canceled, I won't watch it
anymore.
The idea
of the comedian who's battling, like, how edgy do I get? I'm a Christian guy.
Right.
Oh, it's such a good show.
What I've seen, I like. You're right. I'm going to watch that tonight.
No, you're not. What's the next
Desmond.
One I challenged you to watch? Yeah. Number
five. I'm taking out Crashing and I'm adding Master of None to the list.
I'm in on that, and I think I can get my wife in on that. I don't know how much of the Aziz Ansari story she read.
Oh.
She knows there's a thing, but I think I can get that done because we do like to do Netflix in bed.
Netflix in bed?
Wow.
That's not a saying the kids are using.
I kind of old man the saying.
Hey, you want to come over Netflix in bed?
Netflix and chill.
Hey, let's go Netflix and fornicate. So, yeah, that, man.
Netflix, Master of None, Aziz Ansari.
Because of the, out of respect for the Me Too movement, I have not gotten to that yet.
He's gotten past that.
Has he?
Yeah.
I'm
it turned out not to be that big of a deal.
I will also watch that tonight at halftime of the Mavs game.
What is your, but honestly, would your wife watch that? Do you see yourself getting through it this year? If I give you a mulligan.
It's two seasons. I don't know. I can't remember. Did you tell me to watch Atlanta?
You know who one of the main... Just wait.
Okay.
You know who one of the main writers is on Master of None?
The chick from The Shy.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you mentioned in that segment.
Season two is coming up. I'm going to watch the balls out of that. That show's great. And you know what? You know what else? Me and my wife powered through Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. And when that comes back, we'll watch the hell out of that too. We like that. That has a guy from The Office. He's out there making sure terrorism doesn't happen.
What was the other show I gave you? This is the fourth one, I guess, I gave you to watch.
four, and you've watched a lot of this, so again, I've made this easy for you to
Thank
complete
you,
the five-show challenge.
Okay.
Number four,
uh-huh.
Silicon Valley.
All right, so that we've been over that. My wife, that's my wife's fault. Dude, that's her fault. You know I love that show.
Mike Judge.
It's so great. It is so great. I've seen, I think, two
Why
and a half seasons.
Why aren't you just watching it?
Huh?
Why don't you just watch it?
When though?
And like at night, in bed.
Yeah, you can Netflix in bed.
Yeah, I'll get to that. Dude, do you realize how many times in the winter months I wear a suit? And then I get home at 11:45, my feet hurt so bad.
I do. I've seen the Mavs schedule. It's like 35 games a year.
I want to eat a piece of pizza. I just want to eat. And if you eat it after 11:30, it just goes straight to your boobs. It's just exhausting, Kevin.
Just turn the TV on and get it and catch up.
And these West Coast games, my God, how do you keep up with all these West Coast
games? That's fair. You can watch it before.
I'll watch that tonight as well.
Silicon Valley?
Yep.
I don't think you'll ever get to it.
It's so good. You know what I need to do is download a season and do it on a flight.
You're never going to get to it.
I'm going to do that this next flight.
You should do it on a flight.
Yep.
Watch all these in Oxnard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
great
next.
Idea.
A little more time consuming, but you've already seen one season of it, Fargo.
Okay.
Fargo season two and season three.
I don't think this should be that difficult.
Fargo season two is the poster child.
Is that the one with Ted Danson?
Of things I've been trying to make you watch.
Yeah, I agree. Have you seen Fargo the movie, though?
I haven't.
When you see Fargo
I
the movie.
I told you I won't until you watch season
no,
two.
No, I'll watch season two. Dude, that's a much bigger investment. So that, like, that's 8 hours.
You already saw
Fargo,
season one.
The movie is just like an hour and a half, bro.
I'll watch it.
Watch it right now.
You know what? I'll watch it by the end of the month.
Okay, if you watch it by the end of the month, I promise you, before Oxnard, I'll see season two, three, and four of Fargo.
Season four is not out. It's
not
just
yet.
Two and three.
Not yet.
Season two is so good, man.
Can't wait.
So good. Okay, yep. What was the next one?
This is number two.
Five seasons.
Oh.
10 episodes apiece.
No one, dude.
30-minute episodes.
What? That ain't happening.
But what I think is one of the smartest television shows of all time.
30
because
Rock.
Of what they have predicted.
Okay, Veep.
Veep.
Simpsons. You're right.
Oh, Veep.
I made a hard pitch to my wife on Veep.
Veep comes back on March 31st,
yes.
The same night as Barry.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to prioritize that over everything else because you're right. No, you're giving me that. You give me that look.
It's 50 episodes by now.
I can do that tonight. I'm not joking. I made a hard pitch to the wife like a week ago because we were watching John Oliver and the preview for Veep came up. I was like, you know, young Kevin thinks this is one of the greatest shows of all time. We love her and let's do this. So I think Veep is the most likely thing to watch of everything you're throwing out last year.
You think you'll just binge? You'll have some binge nights where you'll crank through a lot of it?
I think 1 year later.
You gotta go in order.
Yeah, 1 year later, we're finally gonna get to this list that you suggested.
Because again, it's back on the 31st.
Yes.
You'll have time to go through and see it all.
Yep.
It's so good.
It depends where Eric Weddle ends up.
He's signed with the Rams.
Okay, we'll see. That's a lock then. I'll probably be able to see Veep tonight.
Well, what's the last one, Chippy?
Donald Glover's Atlanta on FX.
Is it a 30-minute show?
Yes.
All right, I have watched two episodes of that, so I'm off to a good start. How many are there?
Episodes?
Yeah. Or how many seasons?
I think it's just two
okay.
Seasons.
That's yeah. Likely two. I'll see both of those.
That's excellent.
I know.
Right down your alley.
Have I told you that my mother-in-law, my wife's mom, will get up and dance to This Is America every time it comes on? I mean, the whole house will just stop down, and she will dance until the song ends. Every time it's like bam, like an instinct. Like she has to get up and dance every time that song comes on.
That has nothing to do with the show, though.
It's true.
That you're going to watch.
That's true.
We're going to do this segment again next year, and you're going to have watched none of it.
Shippy, can you get my back on some of this?
Yeah, how?
All right, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.